These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, everybody. John Hewlett here, along with the mighty Favaz.
Hi, Johnny.
It's time for the Keshi Tapes, episode number 46.
Ed Roland of Collective Soul, who will be in town. That's why we're kind of doing it. So you can, if you're going to the show or whatever, he's going to be part of this Wayback Point Fest, if you will, on August 31st at the Amphitheater. And they're going to be playing with a bunch of other 90s bands. And Collective Soul meant a lot to Keshi back in the 90s. In fact, we helped to break them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Shine, the song Shine.
Huge.
Is huge, yeah.
Yeah.
The band, as you say, you know, still tours and everything, but that song is still, even though they have a lot of other great songs, mm-hmm. is still their pardon the pun, their shining star,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I think in this interview we go into when Collective Soul played outdoors at Union Station and they basically had a riot. People mm-hmm. got hurt. Some people got hurt because, you know, they were just breaking and people wanted to see them and everything. And I think they came inside the Keshi Cafe and they played a little bit in there. Mm-hmm. All that should be on here. It was mm-hmm. it was a thrill to have Ed Roland in, that's
and,
for sure.
And do you know the time period for this?
I think that this interview happened in 2015. Mm. I could be wrong, but maybe we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, Collective Soul was playing at the Pageant. I know that.
Yeah, and so. they were you know, throughout the late 90s and early 2000s, they were huge.
Yeah.
They were huge.
They were a big band.
So, all right. Let's get on to the interview, and it begins with this.
Welcome back, everybody. Favaz, along with Ed Roland of Collective Soul.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, good.
Hi there.
Welcome back to
Thank you.
St. Louis, and you haven't been at Keshi in a while, probably.
It's been a while. I was just thinking, it's been 4 years, maybe?
I don't know. Well, we interviewed you last year with the video out at Ameristar.
Right.
For our museum. But I'm thinking that the
last... Actually, in here, it's been a while.
No, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Every time now that I come here, I always remember that first time we played here at Union Square, that big outside...
It was right out there.
Yeah, it was.
We have to talk about that, because that was a funny story that you told last year.
That's true, yeah. I always remember
I'm going to set that up in a second. All right, so the Pageant tonight, Collective Soul is playing, and always so much fun to see. Great band live. And so the first time ever in St. Louis was when Shine was breaking.
Correct.
Back in 93-ish?
94, I believe. 94? I think we were here in 94, correct.
So we used to have these great concerts right out here at in the parking lot under the shed. And here we say, oh, yeah, Collective Soul, it's going to be cool, you know. Well, a bigger-than-expected crowd showed up, and some people were getting jostled around.
Yeah.
There was
you like that word,
a girl that got hurt, and
jostled?
You kind of dated
jostled?
Her.
Yes.
You like
yes.
that word?
Yes. every day I jostle a couple things.
I think this interview is older than 2015 now, as I'm hearing it and comparing it to, because we do have him on video. Mm-hmm. They're not in the Keshi Hall of Fame, but we did a video interview and I was talking about that, but I think it's a little older, but yeah. We'll see.
A cute girl. She was a cute girl. I go for the wounded. That's okay. How I was doing it back in the day.
Is that what happened? Okay. What? Can you go back a little bit? He met a girl at that show that uh-huh. he's talking about. that happened in 94 when the crowd was being jostled and he met a girl.
Okay.
I swear to God, that's where he said he goes for the wounded. Try
jostled around.
Yeah.
There was a girl that got hurt, and you kind of dated her.
A cute girl. She was a cute girl. I go for the wounded. That's how I was doing it back in the day.
You know? Wow.
She was very kind. She was very sweet.
What do you remember about that night, though? It was a crazy night.
It was crazy. We had to stop it just because people couldn't. They were pushing too.
How'd you know he dated her?
Because he has said it before.
Oh.
And I think I knew, and I wanted him to bring it back up. And I think he might talk about it a little more, but it's kind of funny. He goes, the funniest thing he said there was, I go for the wounded.
Yeah.
Not to the stage, and the security was a little freaking out. So, and so were we. You know, all this was new to us. Once
right.
again, we were just used to playing in front of people who were dating us at the time. So to have that many people that soon, you're kind of like, wow. So it was kind of scary to us also. But I remember that. I remember stopping. And then I was like, I'm going to go make sure all the people that were hurt, because all the ambulances were there. And so there was a couple of dudes. And then there was this, you know, cute little girl. She was fine. She just had a couple of scratches, I guess.
Right.
So we ended up dating for a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's listening right now.
I don't know. I saw her here about She still lives around here, I believe.
Really?
Like 6 or 7 years ago, I think.
Wow.
I mean, things change in that time. But.
Sure.
Wait till 20, 30 years go by and see how things change.
You've never been sued. And, you know, in this building that we're in right now, this used to be the Keishi Real Rock Cafe.
But that's
and I was trying to think if you were in this building.
I don't
at
think
all,
so. Jim was talking about that as we were coming in. I don't remember that part.
Okay. All right.
The radio and food services.
Yeah, we were kind of. We were
kind of makes good sense. That makes perfect sense.
We were ripping off the Hard Rock Cafe. It didn't matter. So, all right.
We were.
So collect-
yeah, we kind of were.
We were, and we got sued, and we had to change the name.
Yeah, that's right, because it was originally the Keishi Real Rock Cafe.
And then we had to change it, and I don't remember the name that we had to change it to.
To the Real Rock Restaurant, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Cafe had to come out of it. Rock Cafe had to come out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sold a new record, and how many studio albums now?
This will be our 8th.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, it's not bad for the one-hit wonder of 94.
It kind of surprises me that their biggest crowd they ever saw at that time was here in St. Louis, because they didn't break out of St. Louis. I mean, we were instrumental in helping them, but they broke out of other areas of the country where you thought they'd already been played in front of some halfway decent-sized crowds.
True, and they're from the South. Yeah. So you would think, I believe they're from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. So you would think that you know they'd be big down there.
We're really excited.
And it comes out on August 25th, and it's just called Collective
Soul.
Well, it's about time you called one that.
I know. It's not like we hadn't done it before, you know. We're just kind of repeating ourselves now. No, we actually felt like this first time we got back together and recorded like we used to and how we used to rehearse, which was in our parents' basement, and recorded it in a lake house. And we really, it was 2 hours outside of Atlanta, which is where we're based, so there was no distractions, and we literally wake up, play music till in this one big room and record it there, and then go to bed, some drinking and ping pong and things like that in between. But it was fun, and it was really refreshing to get back, and it kind of stirred up some cool memories of how we used to do it, you know.
So this interview was 2009. Yeah, so I was a little off.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the album he's talking about, that Collective Soul album, was fantastic.
They have 2 records that they have called Collective Soul. I'm looking at the discography right now. The one that you're thinking about did have Gel and Where the River Flows and The World I Know. And
December.
And all that. And this one was different. It was songs, if I said them now, Staring Down, Welcome All Again, You. You wouldn't know those songs. So.
Before you spend too much money and too much time making records, you know, and this time we'd like to think we've matured enough to go, all right, that's it. That sounds good. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I think we did
less is more.
It truly is. So it was like 40 days we wrote, recorded, and mixed it. So it was fun.
That is quick. Yeah. So now in the band from the old days, Will Turpin is still the bass player, right?
Correct.
I love watching him play, man. He's the glue up there. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's a good cat. And plus he's the glue. I hope he's not listening.
He's a good singer, and
he's a good all-around musician. Yeah, we always call him. He's like the lead. He's the more knowledgeable one of the band as far as music theory and things like that. So when we get in the studio, he's really busting everybody a little bit here.
So Will Turpin, I'll never forget, in Cabo, Collective Soul opened for Sammy one year. We were down there for the birthday parties. So it was, as Will said in a interview later on, it was a 3-day bender for the band because they opened up for Sammy each time. I'll never forget Collective Soul opening for Sammy, and he had one of those full wrestling masks on because they're big in Mexico. In fact, I bought my son one, I think maybe that year, and he wore one the entire show, just about. And it must have been 100 degrees in there. And I was like, how in the hell is he doing that? And that's Will Turpin. And that's in a separate interview that I did at the amphitheater with him. And he remembers it, but it was just funny thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't play that note. I'm like, yeah, I can. Watch this. No, you can't. You need to play this kind of rhythm. So he's like the musical director of the band. He truly is.
All right. So who else is in the band now?
My brother, Dean.
Of course.
Joel Koshy, who's been with us on lead guitar for about 9 years now. So he's been there for a while.
I wonder what his relationship is with his brother. You know, we've had plenty of history in rock and roll where brothers were in the same bands and they didn't get along. They hated each other. But you don't hear anything about these two.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Ed and Dean.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we have a new drummer named Chaney Brannon, who, funny enough, owned a studio that we recorded a couple of our records in. our old drummer, who we loved to death, didn't want to go on the road anymore. He just wanted to do studio work. And we were like, okay, that's cool. And we actually happened to be in Cheney's studio at that. I said, dude, you want to go on the road? And he's like, sure. So it was, we didn't even audition anybody. It was just like, right. I was on the phone, set it down, turned around, asked the other drummer to come join us.
So you were without a drummer for all of 10 seconds?
Maybe. I think he was listening on the phone and came running in there and pretend, you know. Like, I wasn't trying to overhear what you're talking about, but if you need a drummer, here I am.
All right. Well, what are you going to play right now?
We'll do an old one. You know, we were talking about that earlier. I can remember the lyrics to this one.
All right. This is Ed Roland.
Watch me screw it up now.
Collective Soul tonight at the Pageant. It's KC95.
You know, it's unfortunate that we can't play this. In podcasts, you can't play anybody's music or else you can get sued. However, this is music that is being performed on our radio station, and supposedly we own everything that happens on our radio station. We have the same issue with Melissa Etheridge in a future interview we're going to air with her on KC Tapes or do with her on KC Tapes.
We will.
And Foreigner was in the studio, and I sang with Foreigner. But
and here, Ed Roland is doing December.
I know.
And we can't play
it. It's not right.
I've played it on the air I don't know how many times. It's a really good. I mean, he sat there with a guitar in front of me and did it, and I was just blown away. He was just so good, and we can't do it. So.
Let's just play it.
No. Come on.
All right. Ed's voice is outstanding. It's very powerful, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a kind of a sharpness to it that just pierces right through.
And he's a good songwriter, too.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he was, back in the 90s, he was one of the best.
Yeah.
I thought of.
He's very serious about his craft.
Yes.
You know, he's not messing around.
Mm-hmm. There's a good song. Now, was that a bigger hit than Shine was?
Yeah, actually, after all these years, it is.
Yeah, I thought so, because that got like gazillion spins that year,
whatever
it was.
Yeah, it did. Thank God for that.
Now, the last time I saw you, though, was in Cabo when you guys played before Sammy.
Yeah, for 60th, I don't know if I actually saw you. I might have had you in sight, but I don't know if I could actually see
you. Well, I know
you
were pretty hammered, but the thing that I remember...
I just heard his Georgia accent for the first time
comes out
when
he
was talking. Yeah.
Here we might talk about Will Turpin in the masker. Remember the most is that Will wore that goofy wrestling mask. That entire
like I said, we don't remember much of that. I just remember Michael jumping down and two grown men kissing each other is not exactly what I was planning on doing that weekend.
Oh well.
Sorry about that, Michael.
I'm going to play Welcome All Again. Can you hang
cool.
for a minute? All right. Real Rock Radio KC95. That's brand new from Collective Soul called Welcome All Again. The man that wrote that song is sitting right across from me, Ed Roland.
Here I am.
So that sound, but that to me, that song right there embodies everything that we...
Wait, what song was that?
Welcome All Again.
Welcome
that was new
again.
At the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Came to know and love about Collective Soul.
Cool. We actually made a conscious decision, like I said, to go back to where we started, and, you know, from just putting the guitars on. The guys were kind enough to let me on the last two or three records experiment or delve into the production side of things that I love to do in the studio. I own my own studio now, so I don't have to spend too much money, but I will spend a lot of time, and they get bored with me on that also. And I had a partner in crime there for a second, Joel Koshy, but Will and Dean stood up and said, enough of that, boys. Let's go back to just guitars and rock. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, there was always a really good guitar riff in every Collective Soul song. And then, you know, just those background vocals with the whoo, you know, just
well, cool.
all
Thank
that
you.
Stuff. It was just makes me feel like home again or something.
Ah, I like that. Yeah. Well, welcome home.
So he wrote many songs around just the guitar riff. I remember
yes,
hearing him
absolutely.
Talk about that. Just that was some artists do it differently.
Yeah.
But that's what he did on a couple of them.
You know, back when I used to watch American Idol, I don't remember the contestant, but it was the finals night, and he did a Collective Soul song. Mm-hmm. And it was just like the weirdest thing to, you know, see that.
Well, didn't Dolly Parton do Shine? She may have, I don't know if she recorded it or she performed it somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
Oh, a big tour. You guys just started.
We just started. We're out with a band called Safety Suit and Ryan Starr right now. Great, great artists. Really enjoying them. We've been out. This will be our fourth show. So
you're still fresh. You're
still
not too
fresh.
Jaded yet.
Yeah, everybody's getting along really well right
Everybody
now.
Still smells
We're all
good.
On the same bus, unlike the other.
Another like the Crew Fest, where Tommy and Vince, and they've all got their
we
own
all
buses.
Are still on the same bus for right now.
All right. And the new record, once again, August 25th, is just called Collective Soul.
Has a pretty rabbit on the front. You'll be able to recognize it.
What's it going to be called? Rabbit at first?
No, we just wanted the rabbit on there, and there was just something artistic that we wanted to do with this artist out of Atlanta. And so when we showed it, we were like, oh, it's great, because it's kind of clean and white. We thought it'd pop a little bit more, and the management kept calling it the rabbit record. I'm like, whatever you want to describe it. And then somehow I got out that it was called the Rabbit Record, which I would like to think that I could be a little bit more creative than calling a record Rabbit. You know, I don't know. But it's just self-titled. If people want to call it Rabbit, that's fine.
And how many songs?
11, and I think there's 3 B-sides. B-sides. What's a B-side now?
Right, true.
3 extra tracks.
Oh, hidden tracks?
They're not
hidden. No, they're hidden. They're on.
I did that once. I'll never do that again.
Oh, I wonder what that's all about.
I don't remember.
Hopefully he'll tell it here.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder seems to be a big fan of that.
Of hidden tracks?
Yeah, he's got one on that Into the Wild soundtrack, which is a great
soundtrack. No, I didn't know that.
At the very end, there is two. Actually, I shouldn't say it's a hidden track. In the last song, there is 2 minutes of silence.
Well, that's what we did on Dosage, and I waited 2 minutes and put the song She Said that was one of our favorite songs of all time. And afterwards, I'm like, boy, that is just really intelligent, Ed. Just confused. You want people to hear your music, and you're going to make them sit there and hope that they wait for 2 minutes with just nothing to do.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty smart, Ed.
Well, Ed, it's good to have you back in town.
You
man.
Too.
You know, in my 18 years of Keishi, Collective Soul was probably the biggest band that broke that we had anything to do with in this market. And when I was, you know, just a tot here at Keishi, if you will. So well, it's a lot of good memories.
No, thank you so much. And same here with us. Thank you so much always for the support.
All right. So tonight, Pageant and Collective Soul should go on somewhere around the vicinity of 9:30-ish.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So on the way out here, I'm going to play Counting the Days.
All right.
What about that song? What's up with that? Anything?
I actually went through a divorce once, and it was just kind of like...
Oh, you were counting the days?
I was just counting the days until I got the final notice. So we're dear friends, though, now. I swear we are. We truly actually love each other more now that we... You know, some people just are suited to know each other and live separately and then to live together. And we just happen to be one of those kind of couples. But she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. But during that time... Any divorce, and there's no fun divorce.
Right.
So I actually just thought that's what I was doing, just sitting around waiting, counting the days.
This is awesome when you have somebody in and you play these songs and go, what about that song? And you just never know what the answer is going to be.
I don't know if I should have said that one. But
All right, Ed, we'll see you tonight.
All right, bud. Take care,
brother.
An engaging fella.
Yeah, he is. He looks weird. He changes his look a lot in the last 5 or 6 years. Every time, like he's got big glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, they're going to be here in St. Louis on August 31st, and
I need to go see them.
They're a good band live,
yeah,
man.
I got to go see them.
I remember seeing them at the American Theater. Remember the American Theater?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I used to see them there, and just a really good band.
You think of bands out of Georgia, and there have been a few. You know, REM was out of Georgia, and Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I think the Black Crows were
Black
out of Georgia.
Black Crows, yes. Yeah. So that state's produced its share of good.
The Indigo Girls, do you know them?
I do know them, but I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were
I
from
love
Georgia.
Them. Yeah, yeah, they're from Georgia.
Yeah, and Macon, Georgia. I mean, the Allman Brothers. I mean, that was a famous recording studio in there,
right?
In Macon, you know. So, it certainly has its place in rock and roll and. Collective Soul fits right in there. So, well, good interview, Favaz.
Thank you, John.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And Roland. And again, this is number 46 on the Keishi Tapes. So there are many more for you to listen to if you'd like to. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan and on Instagram at Johnny Hewlett.
Instagram and Twitter, Keishi Guy, Facebook, Keishi95 Favaz.
AMF, my friends.
Johnny.
What?
The Keishi Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Keishi, go to Keishi95.com or the Keishi mobile app.